2017, we lost one of the most talented vocalists these shores have ever produced. There are many great vocalists we know, obviously, but there hasn't been anybody quite like John, who had this unique ability to provide this emotive delivery, you know, the ability to convey very deep emotions with that unique voice. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think John was completely original. You know, he had a very, very powerful top range, but also he had this deep baritone range that he could pull on. And he's one of the few vocalists, I think, that could be convincing in that top register as well as the bottom register. But I mean, it was a very endearing voice. You know, it would draw people in, and as you say, very emotive voice. And you know, that's not just what John was. I mean, you know, in terms of you know, his abilities, it was not just his amazing vocal talent, but obviously, you know, he was an iconic bass guitarist as well. An incredible songwriter. So really, you know, for me, John had it all. So I was very, very fortunate to be in a position where I got to work with him, for a number of years.
Your first meeting with him at Brian Lane's office, the Asia manager at the time, what were your first impressions? Because you're coming from different backgrounds. What was it like when you first met?
I think initially we hit it off socially, and he said, "You know, do you fancy a drink? Let's go to the pub." That was the first time I met him. So, and his girlfriend, who then became his wife, was working in the office at the time, and we sloped off, and we really had a good rapport. And I think the fact that we both came from similar backgrounds, you know, we were brought up on church music, and you know, we were born outside of London, so you know, it was a bonding, really. And I think that when we started to when the formation of Asia was finalized, you know, we had Steve and Carl, I think that John and I felt very close bonds as writers, you know, that because we, as I say, we come from similar backgrounds, and that was very you know, we just hit it off straight away.
Both you and John, as you just said, have grown up around choral music. I mean, his brother was a choir master and a church organist.
Yeah. My dad,
and that played into these huge, emotionally charged choruses, didn't it? And it's not until you say that, when you go back, as I did yesterday and the day before, I was going back listening to all sorts of it again. Yeah, I remember being sat in church on a Sunday, and I you know, you have these huge choruses and these hymns, and you can see where the crossover came.
That's absolutely right. You know, I think that my dad was a church organist, and I grew up singing in choirs, so it was almost in both of our DNAs, and I think that that's one of the reasons why, you know, John had not really had the opportunity, I think, in King Crimson or UK, to manifest that sort of arrangement, vocal arrangements. And I think when we collided, that's when we really started to think about these big anthemic choruses that were obviously influenced by church music. But and so I think with my schooling at from music college, with the actual notation and the arrangements of putting these huge vocal blocks together, I think that John and I really worked very hard and say, well, you know, this is the line that you know, he's going to sing, and then the next one, and then maybe I'll do a top one on, and we had Steve to do some of the lower register stuff. So we had this whole big block, and it really, I think it actually influenced our songwriting as well, because we wanted to go for those big choruses. And I think that, you know, that's why we got this tag of being this, you know, arena rock type supergroup, even though at that point we'd not, you know, we hadn't finished the album, we'd not released the album. But I think that was one of the hallmarks of the success of Asia. Not so much, I mean, we're obviously all talented instrumentalists, you know, Carl's drumming and Steve's wild guitar playing, and you know, John's bass and my keyboards. You know, we had all that as well. But at the same time, I think that John and I were very much focused on getting the songs and the melodies across. And so that's really how Asia formed. It was, it had that, you know, it had the progressive rock players, but at the same time, it was a different outing for everybody, I think.